And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this program. Every Sunday, we share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today and also give you spiritual eyes to see and ears to hear. We'd like to start the program with a scripture reading, and today's reading is one that the Lord put on my heart. I'm cycling through the book of Hebrews right now, and so it comes New Testament from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. I've spent some time with this week, and we'll talk about this a little bit on the show, but it goes like this. This is from the Passion Translation as well. It goes like this. Now, God has offered to us the same promise of entering into His realm of resting in confident faith. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we all embrace the fullness of that promise and not fail to experience it. For we have heard the good news of deliverance just as they did, yet they didn't join their faith with the word. Instead, what they heard didn't affect them deeply, for they doubted. For those of us who believe, faith activates the promise, and we experience the realm of confident rest. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. We're going to talk about experiencing the realm of confident rest. We're going to talk about the importance of joining faith with the Word as it teaches us here in Hebrews chapter 4. So thank you again for joining us this morning. Wanted to remind you, we have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. And we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests. We're still holding our dear friend Joyce and her husband Albert in prayer as they go through their medical battles. And again, thank you so much for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. Musician and educator Horace Scruggs and his band will perform a unique learning and listening concert on January 19th at the V. Earl Dickinson Building at PVCC at 7 p.m. Get in the game at the Special Olympics Virginia Experience Tennis Tournament from January 10th through 12th at Boar's Head Sports Club. Visit SpecialOlympicsVA.org for more details and the tournament schedule. Learn to think fast, improve focus and listening skills, and tap into creativity at PVCC for an improv class on January 18th at 6 p.m. For more information and to register, contact Brad Stoller at bstoller@pvcc.edu. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Good morning again, and welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. With us on the program, we have my new friend, Stephanie Bowman. Stephanie, you come to me via my other ultra-incredible, amazing friend, Joan Hutter. So thank you, Joan, for yet another friend you've introduced me to. Stephanie, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'd like to start the program hearing about your faith journey. So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of walk us through how you came to faith.
Sure. There's kind of just two, I guess, chapters in my life, I guess I would describe it as. I grew up in a Christian family. We went to church and pretty religious, and That was all good. Went to college and discovered the party scene, as a lot of kids that grew up Christian do. Met my husband in that scene, and we spent a few years trying out things. And I guess having a somewhat good time, that means something different to me now, but I know what a really good time with God is. But, so we got out of college, got married, and I think we just, I'm not even sure exactly what happened, but I think we just kind of realized we needed to grow up and, you know, start thinking about our life together and a family, and partying wasn't going to be a part of that. So we just kind of grew up, got back into church, and that led me to kind of want to know why I was going to church and who God was. I'd grown up hearing all the stories, you know, went to Sunday school, all that kind of stuff, but it didn't feel very personal to me. And I was I'm a singer-songwriter, so I was playing music on the worship team of the church that we were at, and I remember thinking, like, I'm playing all these songs that other people are writing, but I want a more personal relationship. I want to be able to play songs that are coming from my heart. But the problem was, I didn't understand that love, like being in love with God, so I didn't know where to pull the words from. So I would sit there and just, you know, try to think of good things to say, but it wasn't personal. And meanwhile, all my life, I had struggled with really, really awful allergies and asthma. And so singing was always kind of hard. I would lose my breath easily and wouldn't be able to really, you know, go strong like I wanted to, like I had in my heart to do. So I remember the first song I actually wrote, because I was sitting there and I was just trying to sing and I was coughing constantly and I was wheezing. You know, I'd already done my inhaler and all the drugs that I had to do, which was a ton. And I was kind of just crying to God. It was just me in my house with my little keyboard, and I was just crying out to God, and I was like, this is not fair. Here I am trying to do this for you, and like, and I can't even breathe. Like, you know, I'm trying to do this thing for you, and where are you helping me to be able to do this? And then it wasn't audible, but it was like for the first time I heard God speak to me. Like, I heard his voice, no doubt. Like, he was speaking and he said, I did not make you incompatible with the environment I created. And that's the first time I had ever heard anything like that. And I was like, that'd be true. And the more I thought about it, I was like, he made creation and he made me. And he didn't make me to be incompatible with what else he created. So I was like, well, then fix it. Like, I don't know how to apply that. So fix it. So, I think it was within that week, someone had a word of knowledge. They had heard from God specifically about wanting to heal someone who couldn't breathe. And they had said it, and I was in the room. So I kind of claimed it, and I was like, that's me. Like, God had just said he wanted to heal that. So I got prayer, didn't feel anything at that moment. But later that day, I was doing yard work in my yard and cleaning up some stuff, which usually would just really set me up for like an asthma situation. So it's just me in my yard, and you know, no preacher, no music, no nothing holy going on. And I didn't take any meds, and I decided, you know, God, I'm gonna see what this trust thing is about. So I decided to kind of experiment. So I'm doing the yard work and I'm having no problems at all, nothing, which is impossible. So I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, like, it's really true. I didn't feel anything, but I really got healed. And then I'm sitting there in the yard and I'm crying because I'm unbelief that I'm experiencing this miracle, and nobody was with me, so I didn't even tell anybody. And then I found, as I'm sitting there, all of a sudden fear starts to come at me. And I start being like, I'm sitting in the grass, like I'm, you know, my face is 2 feet from the grass. Like, I just start panicking, like, I haven't taken any meds. What if I keel over and no one sees it and I can't get help? And anyway, fear just bombards me. And then I hear God again, and not audibly again, but in my heart. And I just knew that it was his voice. And he was like, you have authority over the fear. And I had never heard anything like that before from anybody. And I was like, what do you mean? And somewhere in my brain, I had heard like I'd heard someone talk about casting things out or away or whatever. So I'm just sitting there with my very pitiful knowledge and just saying, I rebuke you, fear, and the terminology that I had heard before. And because symptoms had, as the fear came, symptoms had started, and I wasn't able to breathe. And I was, you know, I was really kind of hardcore panic attack, verge of asthma attack. And but I'm sitting there and I start listening to God's voice in the midst of what I now know as the enemy coming to try to steal what he was giving me. And so I start doing what he's saying and rebuking and, you know, calming my body, speaking peace over myself. And the next thing I know, everything just reverses. And then I'm completely, I feel like totally at peace, totally safe, no symptoms. And I'm just crying because once again, I'm like, God's power is real. Like, and it's coming out of me. Like, you know, like not someone else, coming out of me. Like, how in the world I'm hearing his voice. And that started me on a completely different chapter. Like I said at the beginning, a couple chapters, I met God on a personal level and I got to experience his goodness. And it was simple and it was beautiful. And from that moment forward, I went on this journey of what is healing. And that's kind of what led me into this chapter that I'm still walking out. And I went on a journey to figure out, well, I've heard people say God is good, but then again, I used to hold him responsible for so many bad things that happened. And it was very confusing. So he just kind of led me on this journey to really understand his goodness.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. And our guest today on the program is Stephanie Bowman. And she's talking about encountering God really for the first time on an intimate, one-on-one, personal level through her asthma challenges and breathing challenges. And Stephanie, I want to ask about earlier in your faith story, you talked about the difference between the party life, which some might be able to say kind of the world, right? We might be able to read that into this is what the world has to offer. Could you just touch in on this as we're heading towards the break? Could you touch in on your experience between what the world offers and now your kind of new life, new kind of creation that the Apostle Paul talks about? Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. Could you talk about kind of your experience tangibly between the two, what the world offers and kind of the new creation life?
It's probably a loaded answer, but I think, you know, why does anyone get into that partying? It feels good. It's fun. You make a lot of friends, probably shallow friendships a lot of times, but it just feels good. It's fun. And so to me, it felt like if God didn't want me to do those things, then he's preventing me from having fun. And and then that, you know, I've heard people before my encounter with God that was personal, I had heard people say, you know, like God is freedom. And I was like, well, if he's going to put all these rules in place, that's not freedom. But when I experienced his presence, his tangible presence in me personally, in my body, physically and all around me. And I experienced heaven on earth that day. Like Jesus said, heaven is at hand. And that's what I experienced, was heaven just ascending around me. And that became more of a reality to me than anything else that I had ever experienced. And then I craved it. It was so much better than any drink I'd ever had, any relationship I'd ever had. It was just fullness.
That's the part I want to talk about. The psalmist writes in Psalm 16, in your presence is fullness of joy. And until you've experienced that fullness of joy, it's hard to compare what the world has to offer. But once you've tasted, as you say, once you've tasted what and experienced what that fullness of joy is, what the world has to offer, really, I mean, it's no comparison.
No, it's there's no comparison. Once you taste, I mean, there is a verse that says, taste and see that God is good. I mean, he wants us to taste. He doesn't want it to be head knowledge. He wants it to be an experience because he's a real person. So So I think it's so necessary, and it's not confusing to me why many people in the world don't want God, because they haven't tasted. And I think it's our job, the ones that carry him, to be able to release his presence so that people can taste and decide that he's good and want him. And then it's easy to transition from that party life to a God life when you're in love with him.
Amen.
You're not sacrificing anything.
Just leave it behind,
right,
and move on into this beautiful life with Jesus. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with today's guest, Stephanie Bowman. So please stay with us. We have so much more to talk about.
There's always news impacting you in Central Virginia.
WCHV time 5:30. I'm John Peterson.
And there's always been WCHV to make sure you know about
it. 9 inches of rain in New Canton.
News, weather, and traffic.
Heavy volume on westbound 64.
First, all morning and all day.
Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
For and about the second greatest city in the history of mankind, Charlottesville, Virginia.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my new friend, Stephanie Bowman. Stephanie, I thank you so much for sharing your faith journey with us. There's a couple of other pieces I want to talk about because I'm just curious. On this program, our listeners have allowed me to visit the passage in John chapter 10, verse 10. In fact, we visited with this verse several times. For those that don't know this passage, these are words of Jesus when he says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so that you may have life, an abundant life, life to the full, an overflowing life. And when I listen to your faith journey, it seems like that verse just intersects completely with when you're having kind of this new experience with taking care of the yard work, no asthma. All of a sudden, fear sets in, mm-hmm. and the asthma starts to kind of kick back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, audibly, you hear from the Lord that you have authority over this. And then all of a sudden, you have this kind of what the passage that we were reading today from the book of Hebrews talks about, the combination of faith and the word. When you have kind of the intersection of the two, it provides this pathway to trusting God,
mm-hmm.
and this this incredible divine rest that he promises us. Can you talk about for a second if that verse, am I right in saying that there was an intersection and it kind of a real life playing out of John 10:10 in that scene in your life?
The part where you're where the enemy comes to steal, kill, destroy, and Jesus comes to give life and
yes.
give it abundantly. I think that was my first example on a personal level of how the enemy wanted to come in and really suffocate me.
Mm-hmm.
And God was just sitting there completely there in a tangible way and saying, "That's not me. That's not me. I didn't create you to have this breathing problem. I don't want you to have this breathing problem. In fact, I put power inside of you to counter what the enemy is trying to do." So it was a perfect example of because I think before that I'd always thought, well, anything that happens to me is God's design somehow. And so I completely dismissed the fact that there was an enemy who hates all of God's creation
mm-hmm.
and wants to destroy it. So that was a really personal example to me of, oh my gosh, like God's sitting here fighting for me
mm-hmm.
and he provided a way for me to not have to suffer in this. And the enemy is trying to lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only power he really had was he came at me with fear. He came at me with thoughts. And the fear, it put my body in a physical reaction. And what Jesus does is he brings peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so releasing peace made the fear go away and then everything reversed. So yeah, I think it's a perfect example, and I've had other examples from time. I don't have time to get into my whole entire story with cancer, but another really extreme example, I guess, if you will, was I started to share my testimony of like being healed from asthma with people. There was people that were really excited for me. And then there was those that were like, who didn't really agree or believe that Satan could come in and affect, and God wanted to counter that. And so I'm starting to kind of radically, boldly declare that God wants to heal people. And I'm going out on the streets, I'm going wherever I'm going, and I see somebody with, you know, like a crutch, and I like beeline toward them like, God wants to heal you. And I'm praying for them, and I see some people healed and I see some people not healed, and because I'm learning and growing in this. And I had one person really challenge me, and they said, they came up to me kind of maybe not a super kind way to put it nicely. And they just said, well, what are you going to do if you ever get cancer, then what are you going to believe? And I really, in that moment, I really felt the Holy Spirit, who I was very familiar with at that point, just kind of overcome me. And I'll never forget what came out of my mouth, but I just told the person, you know, what I believe about God is not going to be dependent on my circumstances. And if I ever get cancer, I hope and believe that I will be healed, and I know that that's what God would want for me. But even if I don't, for whatever mysterious reasons, it doesn't change his goodness, and it doesn't change that he didn't want that for me. So within a month, I found myself on the way to the ER in excruciating pain. It might have been within a few weeks, not even a full month of that question. And I was in the back of our SUV, probably like 2 a.m. My husband's driving frantically down the road. It was freezing cold. I couldn't even sit in a car seat because I was in so much pain. So I was sitting in the back of our Explorer, and I didn't know what was wrong with me, but I knew this is not good. And I was in so much pain. I was throwing up a lot, and just kind of like one of those situations where you're like, you know what? Heaven sounds pretty darn good right now. And there was really a battle in the back of that, in the back of that SUV. I was experiencing two very real realms, if you will. It was like, you know, the devil was with me, and he was saying, what are you going to believe now? And he just kept repeating, what are you going to believe now? What are you going to believe now? Because I'm commanding my body to come in alignment with the truth. I'm commanding pain to go, and just believing for healing. And I also just was very aware that Jesus was also right with me. And he was saying, it's okay. It's okay. And I out loud, I mean, out loud, and this very real spiritual battle and physical as well, I just tell the enemy, you know, like, you can do whatever you want to me, but it doesn't change anything about who I know God to be and who he says that I am. And it wasn't even just words at that point, because I had had enough encounters with him, and in a short period of time, like months, but I hadn't had enough personal, real, tangible encounters where I could feel him in my body, that it wasn't just words. I completely believed. There was not a single shred of doubt in my mind that this is not from God. He did not give me this pain. This is not from him. And I knew that the enemy was just trying to take me out, because I was boldly declaring the gospel, the good news, which is Jesus came to give life and give it abundantly. And then I unfortunately got the diagnosis of cancer after that. So then I got to really see, what do you believe in this journey? And it's, cancer's not a quick journey. It was months of, I had surgery and chemotherapy, lost all my hair, was really, 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 really sick, stage 3. And it was a really hard journey. And the whole time, you know, it was a choice. I think we can feel a victim to our circumstances, or we can realize that we can choose what to believe about everything that happens. Even when you don't have control. I didn't have control over my body and what was happening to me, but I had a choice about what I was going to believe, and it set me up for being able to walk out that journey into complete wholeness today.
Let me ask you about a passage that comes to mind as you're facing this cancer challenge. The passage that comes to mind is also from the book of Hebrews. I think it's from chapter 2, right at the end, says, speaking of Jesus, the writer of Hebrews says, because he himself suffered, he is able to help us when we go through trials or suffering of our own. Can you kind of bring that into your story? Can you see how that would mesh in terms of, you know, now you are going through very real medical situation with cancer, and yet we know, you know confidently that your Savior went through horrific suffering himself in order to save you. Did that kind of line up at all with your thinking? Did you ever ponder that during any of your cancer journey?
Sure. I think how I pondered it was just believing that Jesus came to make creation whole again. Mm. You know, it was broken, and he came to make all of creation whole, including everyone's physical bodies. And so if I wasn't walking in wholeness, then it meant that I wasn't really benefiting from everything that Jesus had done. Mm. So I completely just believed that he provided everything on the cross. Mm. And when he rose from the dead, he made us new creations. Mm. When we agreed to go after him.
Yes.
believe in him. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was something that there's a lot of mind games when you're walking through hard things. Like I said, a lot of choices. You have to choose to believe mm-hmm. one thing or another. Mm-hmm. And so it was just an active process for me to really take captive my thoughts and choose where my thoughts were mm-hmm. going to go. But I did. I dwelled on the fact that Jesus suffered so that he could make us whole, so that he could make me personally whole.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're winding up the show today with Stephanie Bowman. Stephanie, I have so many more questions to ask you because your faith journey is amazing. I could go to Ephesians chapter 6 and I think do about three more shows about spiritual warfare as I'm listening, and I know you could apply that. But really what I want to do here in the last few minutes of the program, I would like for you to see yourself speaking to anybody who's wandered upon this show today and is going through a difficult time in their life. Maybe it's a cancer diagnosis, maybe it's an addiction that they're battling, but what would you say to them and assume that they haven't yet come to faith? What would you say to them, to those who are struggling right now, and what Jesus has to provide for them?
How could you summarize that?
Yeah,
in one little...
I know. You have 30 seconds.
You know, I think I love what my dad says, actually. When people ask him hard questions or they're going through something hard, and he said, let's go take a journey together. Mm. So I think I would invite that person to just walk on a journey with me, and I would make sure that, you know, Heidi Baker says love looks like something. So sometimes we can be the hands of Jesus. Mm. And so by walking with them and feeding them truth in the midst of the lies that are coming at them from the enemy or from other sources, and just showing them. I think that means more to people than sometimes words, just showing them what it looks like mm-hmm. to be loved and to be walked with.
And love in action.
Right.
Stephanie, I want to pray for you, your family, all of our listeners. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Let you pray.